We are back on the August 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, as we take a monthly look into things that are going on in the legal system, not only here at home, but elsewhere around the world. We haven't quite gone international yet, but...
Yeah, let's try to keep it in the country. At least for another, another 6 months, and then we'll go crazy and go worldwide.
Sure, go crazy and go worldwide. Mike, one of the things that we were going to touch on here, again getting caught up on some things, was there was a felony horse abuse case that your office brought forward back earlier this year. I think it was around March time frame, was it?
Well, I think it was charged out in March. Trial was in June.
Okay.
The jury trial happened in June.
Okay. In that particular case, the jury did find the defendants not guilty, so they were acquitted of the alleged crime. And I guess just talk a little bit, Mike, as you believe it was. I know I did some checking with the Unified Judicial System. They seem to believe that the felony animal abuse charge had been charged previously, but the legislature 2 years ago, last year, it'd be 2 years
two,
ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago made a felony level animal cruelty charge, which is something that South Dakota was one of the last states to enact. Right. And as the evidence of the alleged abuse came forward, your office believed that it fit the criteria of felony animal cruelty as opposed to the misdemeanor charge.
Right. And to get to the felony level, there was, the things that you've learned going through the trial and the case, being the first kind of ones in the state to try a case under this new law, you learn some things. And it's a lot different than like an aggravated assault or a felony on an individual. I try to be give you as clear examples as I can, but if you take a bat and hit a person with a bat, that's going to be aggravated assault. If you take a bat and hit a horse or an animal with a bat, that's not necessarily felony animal abuse, because there's additional things that need to be established, and that is the injury that it caused. Did it cause prolonged pain to the animal? Is it serious injury to the animal? And you have to establish all those things. So just hitting the horse or hitting the animal with the object like that, that would be a felony against the person, isn't necessarily a felony against an animal. So you have to go on and prove other things. And in this case, I think that's where the jury didn't think we met our burden of beyond a reasonable doubt, is the horse wasn't seen right away afterwards. It was seen like 3 or 4 days later by a vet. At that time, some of the injuries had healed. There were some swelling and bruises on the horse at that time, but the horse was fine, and that's what the vet testified to 3 or 4 days later. So it's hard to establish serious bodily injury, and I think that's what the jury probably ended up concluding, is it just wasn't enough. We weren't able to establish prolonged pain, which, in my opinion, is a really difficult thing with an animal to prove. You can't ask the animal,
I was going to say, what do you do? Ask the horse and say a week later, or do you still hurt?
Yeah, are you seeing signs? I don't know. That was some of the things that we learned. So one of the things that if this happens again, you're gonna have this wasn't reported till a day or two later, and we didn't get the vet then in for another couple days. We need to do all that quicker. We need to get. If it's seen, if it's done, we need to report it right away, and then we need to get a vet involved to examine the animal right away, so the vet's in a better position to be able to determine whether that's prolonged pain, whether it's serious bodily injury, and then we can proceed from there. But in this case, we had that delay and then that window before the horse was saw by the vet that made the case probably a little bit more difficult than it should have been.
Now, there was, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there was some talk that there were some, and I'll use quotation marks here, traditional practices that were being invoked here. I mean, did any of that end up coming forward that, happened is a part of the normal operation of an establishment like that?
And that's basically what the defense was saying about the case. But our case was never about that. Obviously, people in this state and across the country can do normal practices to animals, and it's not a crime. In this case, the witnesses said that this horse was beat in the head multiple times by a club or a bat-like wooden object. Well, there's nowhere in this country that that's normal practices with a horse. And at trial, when the defendant testified, he admitted to that. So this case wasn't about whether that was normal practices or not. This case was about what the witness saw and was the horse injured enough. And we weren't able to prove that, but it definitely wasn't about traditional practice. And the defense tried to make it into that, but that's not what our witnesses were telling us. And that's not what the injuries that we saw would indicate to us. I mean, we were reported by two individuals that saw this happen. They both told similar stories that this horse was hit in the head with a club multiple times. And that's the information we were going off to. We had nothing. There's no evidence to indicate that that wasn't true. It just, to the what extent did that cause injury to the horse was the problem that we faced. And that's where I think we weren't able to get across our hurdle.
And I think you touched on it earlier, as much as you don't want to use the legal system to make examples of people, it did work as a learning experience for your office about what to do next time.
Right, and I think every case that you go to trial and you lose, you always learn a lot more than when you win. And this case, you know, we were going again on what was reported. We believe the report was credible. We had nothing to indicate through the investigation that what was being said wasn't true. The injuries were always our weakest point because we didn't get the horse examined soon enough. But we learned that. And the next time that we now understand the process and the investigation will be quicker, better, we'll be involved and we'll have better information to either say, yes, we're going to charge or no, we're not. And that's, I think that's a good thing is that came out of this.
You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK. We will take a break here briefly. When we come back, we will discuss the latest happenings with Beetle County's drug court. Of course, that, Mike, enacted back July 1st, correct?
Right. Yeah, we got going July 1st.
So we'll talk about how that program is moving along. Obviously, in the infant stages of something like that, yep, progress will be slow until you can get maybe 6-8 months into it, get some more people within the program. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Mike's visit to the Manhattan DA office and compare that to life here in Beetle County and more as you're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210
KOKK.